Yeah, and I could be wrong, right? It could be something completely different.
No, you've never been wrong yet, yeah.
Well, that's not good, that's really not good. All right, we ready?
Yes.
All right, start. All right, this is Commissioner Brad Holton, I call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Veek and Commissioner Brooks. And with that, we have a 10 o'clock agenda item for consideration of final plat for Horizon Ridge. It's the pilot in me, right, horizontal. Subdivision, case number SD2021-0069. From DSD, who would like to introduce this, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chairman Holton, Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Veek. This morning, we have the request for a final plat signature for Horizon Ridge. The final plat is in compliance with Canyon County Ordinance 71713. Development Services has accepted the following as evidence and for compliance with the Canyon County zoning ordinances and all applicable conditions of approval. Staff recommends that the Board of County Commissioners sign the final plat for Horizon Ridge. Some details, the development data. It's currently zoned CRR1, conditional rezone for single-family residential, 29 residential lots with 3 common lots, internal public roads, individual septic systems, and a public drinking water system. The preliminary plat for the Horizon Ridge was approved by the Board of County Commissioners on October 25th in 2021. Subject to 5 conditions of approval. All conditions of approval have been met as follows. Condition 1, the subdivision improvements and amenities shall be bonded or completed prior to the Board of County Commissioner's signature on the final plat. This condition has been met as shown in your exhibits B and H. Condition 2, historic irrigation lateral drain and ditch flow pattern shall be maintained unless approved in writing by the local irrigation district or ditch company. This condition has been met as shown in Exhibit F, which is an email from Devin Krasowski, our engineer. Condition 3, the finished grades of the subdivision boundaries shall match existing finished grades. Runoff shall be maintained on subdivision property unless otherwise approved. And this condition has been met as shown in Exhibits B and C. Condition 4, the approved subdivision engineering report, the SCR report, shall be provided with the application for final plat. And we do have that on file, and that is shown in Exhibit G. Condition 5, the requirement of Canyon Highway District Number 4 shall be met, including but not limited to constructing Indiana Avenue to meet east half of ACCHD and their guidelines for a 3-lane rural road and additional pavement. To provide an on-street bicycle lane per the Lake Lowell Bike Pedestrian Plan. And you can see in Exhibit C that has all been met. In Exhibit 7 and E.
Okay.
And then the County Engineering reviewed and approved the final plat construction drawings, Exhibit C, and participated in the pre-construction meeting, performed a post-construction site visit, and complied evidence for condition compliance. The county surveyor reviewed and signed the final plat. And with that is all I have.
All right.
Chairman.
Yes.
We do not have the referenced exhibits A through H. They were not included on our calendar item. I don't know how you feel about that, Chairman, but we don't have them.
I believe they sent that over. The file was, the entire packet, I think, was about 200 pages. It was too large to attach.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I'm not going to freak out.
We didn't want to print them.
No, I understand. But then I guess back to Stephanie, you're confident that even without the review by the commissioners that you've done the diligence on your side and this is ready for signature?
That is correct.
Thank you, and thank you, Chairman.
All right. Sounds good. Further discussion, do you have any input?
No input. I'm happy. I'm excited to be done with it. It's you grew up around here. You know where this is at. It's kind of one you went by, and it's like, these are sweet views right here, right by the lake. And yeah, I'm excited to start selling lots.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right.
It was kind of some learning with us too, with the community well.
Yeah.
We've got lots of water on this side of the lake, as most of you guys know. And so it was kind of a good scenario and example of how we could possibly do this in the future, or maybe even expand the system to some contiguous parcels if that happens some year.
Right.
But it is a pain to do those, and they're very expensive, but they're, I think it's going to be awesome for the subdivision.
Yeah.
To own this versus 29 individual wells that are kind of unregulated. But with this, we've got the fire hydrants, and that way each house doesn't have to have its own individual. And so I think it's a good way to go. They're not easy though.
No.
So
not being a mayor, I totally understand that picture.
Yeah.
So yeah, overall it'll make the subdivision way more valuable. The homes in it,
I
and
think
all that.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Yep. But good for you. Good.
Okay. I don't have any additional questions. Are you ready for a motion, Chairman?
Sure.
I move that we sign the final plat for Horizon Ridge Subdivision in case number SD2021-0069 as presented by development staff with comments from the developer.
All right.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. We'll do it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So you have that. Is that your Mylar, or is that?
This is the Mylar.
Oh, man.